Hello, plant. Want some water?
I'm not plant, Alan. I'm a Thiopogon planiscarpus nigrescens, also known as blackgrass.
Oh, all right, a Thiopogon planiscarpus nigrescens. Want some H2O?
A G&T would be nice. And how about some sunlight? I'm not called nigrescens for nothing. My grass-like leaves are black, which is incredibly rare in a plant. They will go green if you don't keep me in lots of sunlight.
Okay, I'll put you on the windowsill at the front of the flat and later on at the back.
Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome. You're so unbelievably lazy. I'm beginning to think you're a sloth, not a plant. I have to water you, feed you, move you into the sunlight, trim the brown bits off your leaves, make sure you don't get ill, phone Kew Gardens if you do. The sun even moves around the world to shine on you.
Actually, the earth moves around the sun. However, we plants have to work hard day and night. We never sleep. You couch potatoes sit in the evening watching TV, and then you go to sleep for hours on end. We have manganese in the middle of our hard-working chlorophyll, whereas you...
have iron in the middle of our hemoglobin. You didn't think I knew that, did you? I got that information from being a good couch potato and watching TV. And iron means that I am the one with the magnetic personality.
And here am I, trying to save the planet 24/7. Well, at least Scotland...
What do you mean, Scotland? We're in London.
I'm becoming more common in Scotland because of global warming.
How did you get up there? You're too lazy to walk. Did you drive?
The garden centres have me. So I suppose I was trucked up in tachographic leaps and bounds. If plants could drive, it would have been done in one go.
Your poor dead ancestors made the diesel. I suppose you'd like the trucks to be driven by solar cells. But then they wouldn't be able to move much faster than a triffid.
You can't talk. You become pretty stationary when you're asleep.
Was that stationary or stationary, like you?
Wood makes paper. I am all leaves.
Well, we could use you for biofuel.
And starve.
You're not edible anyway.
Yes, but I can grow into an 18-inch mat in 3 years. That's useful.
So you'd rather be sitting pretty than in an engine?
Yes. For once, we are in agreement.
So, how are you saving Scotland?
By breathing out oxygen, by turning into recyclable compost, by looking pretty.
In the meantime, we humans have run an economy, a health service, an education service. A police force. Gone fishing with trawlers, grown plants in forest and field, raised Aberdeen Angus, built dams, houses, trains and computers. The list is endless.
You need to become more like the lilies of the fields. Slow down a bit.
And go back to living in caves, like you.
I'm living in your flat.
Sponging, more like.
No, she's in the bathroom.
So, what's the answer?
Live in niches, like nature. Travel less, live closer to work, cut down on food miles, video conference. Learn from the sloths and the plants. We manage.
You don't have a BlackBerry, or an apple, or even an iPod of beans.
But the earth and your good self run around for me, and the sun shines and makes me turn from green to black.
Nigrescence, you mean?